you. Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the interest of pursuing amateur radio, this net is called now at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. It's also via Echo Link. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater sits top to about 2 miles south of South Carolina, North Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater's elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed off on their frequency are invited to check in. Measuring form of traffic announcements or bulletins for that. If so, call WG4MC or Net Control. Call. What's right with this is direct to net. Again, stations with without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical group. Please check in. Please keep your call sign phonetically as always appreciated. Name, location, and send your intent to mail net for the right chief portion. Before we start the check-in, let's start the pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Male Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred TR, his wife Isla, N4IEI, also in TR, KO4ZEW, Ben, Simpsonville, KG4PFI, Don, his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, they're both in Piedmont. N4JRB, that's James and Greer. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. AA4GH, that's Gus in St. John's. KI4GOD, that's John in Charleston. KM4RJH, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KC4W Bill in Anderson, NC9V Leon in Taylor's, Hendersonville, that one mixed up, KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. We don't have any Echolink stations up, so we'll go to the RF portion. Tonight being a Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If your suffix or call sign begins with those letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling that. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
WG4MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris Liberty. And I will be negative in there. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra. Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. My name is Larry. Also, Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. That's my wife, Rhonda, with both Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for calling in.
Voters Team Internet, like welcome N0TR, that's Tom and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Tell Bernice we said hello. KO4QLG, that's Chris and Larry. Appreciate you stopping by. KC4SKD, that's Larry. And he brings on his wife, Rhonda. KG4AHS, they're both in Easley. Ray, please tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW Rich in Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here tonight.
4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Would I like to welcome K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Richard. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z. If the suffix of your call sign begins with those letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Hello, Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4 PLT. Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
On KC4 PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate stopping by, Richard. Hoping the family doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Blue Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
4MC. In Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm at my home in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
N4ZLK, that's Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate stopping by, Shane. WB4ZPH, that's David in Taylor's. Appreciate stopping by, David. Hoping the family are doing well. We'll slide to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in rare shows, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
4MC. Everyone on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
4MC. Matt, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
We're seeing with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We would like to welcome KK4DMW. That's Rick, his wife, Lorena. KK4ONO. They're in Piedmont, and via telephone relay, they bring along KM4MOQ, their daughter Michelle, and Ware Shoals. Rick, please tell Michelle and Lorena we said hello. Hope you are doing well. KB2BYQ, that's Dave and Easley. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife Joy. K3JOY, they make their home in Easley. Gary, please tell Joy I said hello. Hope you all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical route, which will be Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The suffix every call sign begins with those letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. 4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4MC. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
KO4HK X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose. Appreciate you talking about, Patrick. W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. Appreciate you talking about Gene. Additional stations echo through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
C. On the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Matt. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, Mike, welcome AK4HR, that's Mike in Stencilville. Appreciate you stopping by, Mike. Hoping the family are doing well. Alright, additional stations echo through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Steam Internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge Steam Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar.
And I am James, and I'm phoning this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative and send 73s for each one of you.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO 4, JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me in and out. Thanks for running the net.
G4MC. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
KE6KEN, that's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge Team Internet Lines, welcome. KK4JFO, that's James up there in that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate stopping by, James. Hope you're doing well. KO4JKV, that's Duncan up there in Nashville. Appreciate stopping by, Duncan. KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna. KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. KE6KEN, that's Ken in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Ken. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which is the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike through Papa group, M through P. If the suffix every call sign begins with those letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Control 4MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Mobile Ensign, and Greer.
Good evening, Matt. Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Julia, India Mike, location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, man. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, my plus on KQ4PXB, that's Lloyd and Greer. Appreciate stopping by. N4, NLR, nothing like radio, that's Jim and Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC, this is Lloyd. You missed my call sign. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. I'll copy over.
KQ4PSB. Sorry about that. Thank you for the correction. Again, you and the family have a wonderful evening. All right, additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC, it's KO4PXB. Unless my hearing's going bad, it's still silent. You said Q. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo.
Quebec, I'm sorry, I got Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. Got it. Appreciate it, Lloyd. Sorry about that again. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through PU for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Lost the train of thought. Looking for check-ins to the Mike through Papa group, M through P. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've been through that alphabet once, so now it's open up to the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, looking for check-ins from the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge, Team Internet, now to go in the forum, flourish the net with our thanks for everyone checking in all stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for IG, so we'll go another round of check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the whole entire alphabet. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. WG4MC, Tom, I'm still in the net.
I'm sorry, Matt. I had the volume down. I apologize. It's in 0TR clear.
Hope you're doing well. Tell Bernice I said hello. All right, 7G4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Final call for check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, that long pause means we have everybody, so stand by just a second. I'll send the net report. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night. WG4MC clear.
WG4MC and 0TR.
WG4MC, go ahead, Mr. Tom.
Matt, you like DX, don't you?
What's that, Tom?
Do you like DX?
One.
I thought you might not have this one. It's Kilo Hotel 8 Tango. You got a pencil to copy, and I'll tell you where he's at. Okay, his name's Donald. He's in Pago Pago, just like it sounds, P-A-G-O, American Samoa. He's on 28473, upper sideband, that'd be 10 meters, and he is up 5, Matt, split.
473 up 5, and what's the call one more time, please?
Kilo Hotel 8 Tango. That's American Samoa. And let's see here, Matt. I think that is 6,700 miles.
Okay, Tom, I'll have to switch over to the HF and see if I can't get them. I appreciate it, and tell Bernice I said hello. N0TR from WG4MC. 73, Tom.
73, Matt. That's what I was going to tell Shane a while ago. I apologize for that. You don't hear 10 meters that often this late around here, and he's coming in pretty good, but you never know. The time you get there, he might not, so get after him. Good night, Matt. Maybe change up there now. There's N0TR.
03, WG4MC clear.
Where's that LK? Sorry I missed you.
I stuck my nose in while the net was still going. I had the volume down and didn't realize Matt was still there because he's pretty efficient and fast. But I knew he liked DX. But there's a guy on 10 meters if you want me to give you the dope on it.
Matt, and I tuned up there. I'm not hearing anything.
Down. There's QS Baker. He's up and down. I'll see if I can show you in a minute. He's real light here now. And like I told Matt, you don't usually hear it this time of night. But, Yes, sir, and he's up 5.
Anything at all on my radio, but I heard it over the repeater.
Well, I like to share if I can. I just got him on the big Wyndham there a minute ago. But he's up and down. He's really he's a booger to get. You have to have your noise reduction in, but not too much. I don't know how to explain it. But he isn't moving around. He's staying exactly at 5 up.
I can listen. That 20 meters is wide open, too. Just had a station out of Boston that was coming in at 40 over. It was a Northeastern University or something like that club. Sounded like a college kid. But also Europe was booming in.
Hey, that's great. Well, I've been sitting here watching these law and crime shows with Bernice down here in the basement, and kind of got distracted, so I haven't really looked at that one. That website on that guy's rather pretty, the picture of Pago Pago. Now, I've worked American Samoa quite a few times, but this is a new guy, and it's halfway to Australia, so it's kind of interesting. And the bio on him, let's see what he's got. Not much there, but he's got a website.
Heard him now. He's coming through just barely. I guess my radio and antenna setup is probably not as sensitive as yours. I'm using an old Yaesu 757 GX.
I just don't know, Shane, because I just very rarely work 10 meters. In fact, I never had DXCC on it till the last thing, and most everybody gets DXCC first on 10 meters. But let me see, there's another one there, and he's running FT8. No, that's not the same one. I misread that. But I'll go over here and look at the QRS and see what's going on. I'd work those college stations. Just excite those guys up there. What the heck? It doesn't matter if they're overseas or not, especially with a good signal.
Microphone almost spoke into it. There we go. Yeah, he was coming in so loud on 20 meters, the college student. It's like, I have to work him, and he gave me a 20 over, too, so must have a direct line.
I better push the button here. It's pretty good. I clicked on this. Okay. Hang on a second here. We may get you that one yet. I'm going to look at 21024, see if I hear him there on 15 meters, 21024.
At the same time.
Yeah, go get him, N0TR. Split or not, but you'll be able to listen for a minute and find out.
Extra portion, though.
Oh, shoot. He's split up one. Well, I'll give him a shot. What the heck? Let me try to get him.
Oh.
I might have tuned him in on the tuner. Gear up and down. I forgot to tune it, and it was still below 3-1, so the amp took it.
I heard him respond back to you.
Yeah, I got it. But like a dummy, I was talking to you, and I forgot to push the auto tuner. But it still was below 3, so it didn't fault the amp, so I got him.
Oh, it looks like they're all over. It must be a team down there.
Well, American Samoa is not rare, but to hear that many of them tonight's just pretty neat. Today, I got a lot done, and got a good report back from the doctor, I was happy to hear that basically my kidneys had stabilized, so they was kind of heading in the wrong direction. Chalk it up to HE.
Because I'm glad they're doing good. I didn't go fishing like I said I was going to try to. It just didn't work out. But I did get HZ1LR in Saudi Arabia on 20 meters just a little while ago.
Let me turn this down. They got some really good operators over there, and they're always courteous and nice. Oh, a lot of them's name's Mohammed and different things like that, you know. And they got beautiful stations, I'll say that. That's a good one.
In Saudi Arabia once before, so it's not new, but it might be new on 20. I'm not sure. Yeah, his name was Ayman, A-Y-M-A-N.
Good one, because it's a different operator, and I just have fun with it. I'm not out for anything specific, Shane, and if I hear them, I try to work them.
I don't get on a lot on here. And tonight it seems really open. Sometimes it's just nothing on there, but tonight it seems like it's wide open.
But there's been so much downburn solar activity, you just don't know, even though the sunspot's been up to 300, if you can believe that, a little over at times. But if there's a coronal mass ejection or something, well, even the Northern Lights can screw it up for those guys up there on CY9C. That's really an interesting thing to listen to. When you first bring up QRZ, you know how all the ads are there? Click on that one for CY9C up there on St. Paul, and you'll see and listen to some of the terrible things they got to go through to get that set up. They had to land everything just about except some water by helicopter. Buddy, that gets expensive when you're burning about a 55-gallon barrel of that in that helicopter every day.
I'll bet that does get expensive. I just saw that. I just see that page there and see the article. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty long. It's about 30 minutes. But sometime when you're not doing nothing, listen to it. Some of those guys really go through the dickens, put it that way. I know the ones that go, oh, I'm trying to think of the island down there that was on last year, down towards Antarctica and that. And Peter Island was a real bad one that I know K4SV went to that one time. It's like living on an iceberg, you know. Well, these guys up there at CY9C don't have conditions that bad, but they're really isolated, and they're actually on a little island separated from St. Paul Island at the northern end. And the lighthouse, I know they shot up some antennas on it, but they couldn't go up to it because of the deterioration. But the one minute it's nice, the next minute there's torrential winds and the weather changes quickly. And the helicopter's trying to land that stuff. You know, you gotta fly into the wind, and then you try to keep that your radios and gear and all that stuff from getting to swinging back and forth underneath that helicopter. That can be really dangerous.
Make you airsick too. All that moving around and being blown around by the wind.
Sir, yeah, I'd watch those guys over there in Vietnam, and they'd come flying over with a howitzer hanging down below, or an armored personnel carrier, or something. It's just unbelievable. They'd come in with a big bag underneath. There was a net, and they'd bring in mail and boxes and stuff like that. And they just drop them right down there on the tarmac there. We'd be sitting out there waiting to go on a flight after we pre-flighted. And they just drop that right in there. And it's unbelievable, the lifting power of those suckers. But this is small helicopters. In fact, one guy owns his own helicopter that's on that island right now. And they're not, you know, like down at Heard Island or something, and that isolated, but they're still 26 miles, I think, from the nearest humanity, you might say.
Log at least twice, maybe three times, looks like twice, so 30 meters and 17, so I was happy about that.
Considering the crowd that was there, they said that the antenna got broken for 10 and 12 and they improvised somehow, but it's still not, you know, up to par with what they started out with. And that's the two bands I need them on. I don't know how much longer they got out there. I don't see them on QRZ right now, but I thought they said they had 5 days left, but I really didn't look at the dates on it, Shane.
up and see if I could, there was something on there that told how long they were 5th.
Maybe that's why I'm not hearing them tonight. There's an Alpha 41 November in Muscat, Oman on 14207. I just seen it. I want to see if I can hear it good. I don't know if he's running split or not. Oh, I've worked those fellas before. One of them's from Kuwait.
5 dB
times to time. You're doing great job, Sam. Thank you. Let me enjoy the
PCA 68
across America. Good morning, good evening,
Kimberly.
Come on. Good evening,
Kimberly. Yeah, it's pretty loud. 5-9 here. But of course, that's out of my band privileges again.
Oh, I might start singing that song. Dang me. Dang me. I'm sorry. In fact, I don't know what the band limits are now for each license. It's been so long, so I had to abide by that. I set my radio up where if you start at the bottom of the band, like for general class, when it gets up to the top of the general class, it automatically goes back. I don't know if your radio will do that for you or not.
It's not new enough to have that feature on it.
Well, my 590S had it. This is an SG. It's a little better, I guess. Really, when I look at the specs, I don't see. There's a little bit of difference in the IF on it from the 590S. Either one's great radios. In fact, on the 990 Kenwood, the 590S is the secondary receiver on it. It's dual band. But it's a monster of a radio and a monster of a price, like $6,000 or something. And I just ain't going to go that much. But you got to turn loose some of that money and get you a more modern transceiver, Shane.
I hear you. I will one day. This was my father-in-law's radio, and it's kind of sentimental. I've got I have an 857, but I never use it for sideband. That's what I use for CW, generally. And then if I'm going to do sideband, I flip over to this one.
Isn't that Patrick bought for a bargain there the other day?
No, he has one. He has an 857. He's got it in like a go pack, but I didn't hear about another radio that he bought.
KO4HKX.
I would say more like he stole it. Oh, I mean, good evening, Patrick.
It was a 706 that I got.
Well, I know what that is, though, now that I mention it. Go ahead, Jake.
I guess if we talk about you long enough, you'll show up.
Here listening for a little while, watching a couple YouTube videos. The wife's in there on the phone, so wasn't able to go back in there yet.
Have you fired that thing up on HF yet?
And it does not transmit on HF, so we're going to have to see what it's going to take to fix it there.
Well, then you would, Patrick.
I don't think so. I've done a factory reset on it, so that's one of the things I was told to do before I done anything else. So I done that, and that didn't take care of it.
Yeah, you're pretty well right there. Go ahead, Shane.
That it isn't working on HF. I heard those are good radios.
It's a good radio. For what I paid for it, I won't say over the air, but I'll text you, Shane. I bought it for parts more than anything. For the other 706 that I have, and if I use nothing but the front plate of it and the knobs off of it, I've got more than my money out of it.
Again, then, N4ZLK.
Fun out of that. He could even run it mobile if he wanted to, but over the years, I just haven't seen that many good things running mobile, but there's probably guys that have done it that argue that point, but it's kind of like fishing. It's a big hole to dump a lot of money, and I think you're better off putting in a base station.
That I'm up in the air about what I'm going to do with it, if anything. Like I said, I bought it more for parts than I did anything, so can't complain about that. But yeah, Gary, he runs a mobile HF in his truck.
G4MC.
Go ahead, Matt.
Thomas 706. Parts, you wouldn't have the hand mic. I've got a 706, but my hand mic is busted.
Put a mic on it, but Matt, I don't know what I want to do with the radio yet. If I decide to part it out, I will let you know. It depends on what it's going to take to fix it.
After that, well, I appreciate it, but yeah, like I said, if you decide to part it out, let me know, because I could use I need to replace my hand mic, and I appreciate it. Cannot say this right, but Oman, O-M-A-N, is on 14.207. He's about a 5'7", and I just worked him. The call is 8:41, November.
Yeah, you're really sticking another dagger in Shane. I told him that a minute ago, Matt, but it's out of band for him.
I'm going to give Tom a hard time, but I'll let you slide with it. I just need to upgrade is all. And then once I do, I won't have to worry about it. I had the volume turned down, so I didn't catch that part. Sorry about that, Shane. But, yeah, W4EEY, him and Dave Ivy, KE4EA, they're doing those ham classes, and they've posted all the videos online. So, and like I said, I went to Gary's classes, and like I said, I got my ticket on the first try for all three. So that might be something to look into to help you get your upgrade.
20 words a minute, CW there, Matt.
The CW part, thankfully.
That was my dagger for the night, Shane.
I'm not throwing any daggers. Matt, I've watched some of their videos, and yeah, there was a couple of them I had to scratch my head and think about for a while. Started getting into the math stuff. Even went out and bought a calculator. I'll have to redo it. Some of that stuff takes me a couple of tries of, it has to sink in a little bit while I sleep, and then after watching it a couple of times, it starts to sink in better. So I'll get on that next. I think that's my next goal, is to upgrade. Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out to you and let you know that that's available. And like I said, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, the math, and especially with the extra being more theory, kind of tripped me up a little bit too. But don't worry, man, just keep plugging away. You'll get it. I know you will. And like I said, you'll get your full privileges. But like I said, I just wanted to throw that out to you and let you know that that really helped me, and wanted to give you that resource information. Very much. I'm definitely going to look into it. I didn't try very hard. I just was thinking I would start, but I need to buckle down and do it, and then I can join Tom, and that'll be one less thing he can hold over me.
Well, we're just encouraging you, ain't that right, Matt?
Exactly. I say, yeah, anybody can get their upgrade. That's always a good thing, especially with the bands right now. Everything's, pretty hot. And you're right, 20 meters is pretty much open tonight.
Yeah. Shane, they just started W4EEY, and Dave just started the new extra class Tuesday night, too. So you can watch it live on YouTube if you want to.
I'm probably still at work while they're doing that, even though I'm working day shift. But I'll look it up. I know Connor, when he was studying for his, he found them and did. I didn't tell him about them. He was up in Raleigh, and he said, I found some YouTube videos from a W4EEY, and I watched them. And he ended up taking, that's when he took the technician and the general on the same day. He had watched all their videos and was able to pass both of them.
Well, gentlemen, I am going to step out for the night. Y'all have a good day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. I will be out and about tomorrow, so maybe I can talk to you. And Matt, if I decide to do anything with that radio, you'll be the first to know. KO4HKX, I'll be clear for now. 7-3, and good night to all.
Good night, Patrick. Oh, did you try that ham salad today that Bernice made?
Salad is gone.
He really cashed in today, Shane.
And look at Tom throwing another dagger. He's always having to throw out those food daggers. Have a good night.
Oh, no, that wasn't the best one. I had banana pudding just a minute ago. And that's Shane's favorite, Bernice. Go ahead, Matt.
I'm going to bail out, too. It's almost 10 o'clock, and I'm I got to get up and go pay y'all Social Security. Tom, I got to go to work tomorrow. But I appreciate it, gentlemen. Thanks for that information about the DX. And, I got a busy day tomorrow. I'm on vacation next week, so I got to get a few things done. So I'm going to go in early. N0TR, WG4MC in their group, 7-3, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to put a star on the wall for you, Matt. Keep paying that Social Security out there, or I'll go hungry. WG4MC signed, N0TR. Go ahead, Shane.
I both will be working to help support Tom tomorrow, so, and I'm going to go too, Tom. I got to get up early, and I've been staying up too late trying to do stuff, but anyway, enjoyed it. Matt, thanks a lot. Have a good evening. Tom, always enjoyed it. Patrick, if you still listen, of course, I always enjoy talking to you too. Y'all have a good evening, and I'm sure I'll hear you tomorrow, Tom, or talk to you later on. N0TR in the group, N4ZLK, and good night, Bernice.
She's over here. Yeah, I gotta go out and walk around, look up and see if there's any satellites, and get my second wind, and then come back in and try to keep Bernice awake over here. Great talking to all you guys tonight, 73s, and have a good day tomorrow. This is N0TR, clear.